Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 8, day 5 of our study of Ephesians and Philippians. I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and today we're talking about Philippians 2, 25 through 30. Well, welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. If you've been blessed by this podcast and you're interested in helping with production costs, we have a Patreon page where you can join in. Links are in the description and the show notes. With that, let's go ahead and pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us. Speak to us. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. We want to know you more, not just more about you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. We'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 25. But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. For he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. So Epaphroditus is from Philippi, and the people of Philippi actually sent Epaphroditus to Rome to be with Paul to help him with whatever he needed. I imagine that they probably took up a collection. I mean, they're sending Epaphroditus on this missionary journey. And so they've, you know, paid for his way and they've sent him out with a blessing and go take care of Paul. But Epaphroditus gets to Paul and either on the journey or when he gets to Rome, ate some bad fish or drank some bad water, something happened and he gets incredibly sick. And Paul says, you know, you heard he was sick, and actually it's worse than you heard. He actually almost died. He was very close to death. And so Epaphroditus has been with Paul for some time. He's gotten better now, but he's troubled because, and remember, there's no email in this day. There's no quick communication, even the postal service. It's not like you send a letter and it's there in 2 days. Messaging takes a very long time. And so Epaphroditus finds out that the people of Philippi who sent him have now heard that he's sick. And all they know is that he's sick. And imagine in those days, you take Epaphroditus and the church goes and they see him off. He gets on the boat and they wave to him, knowing that he's going away for some period of time. But you don't know if that person is going to come back. I mean, it didn't happen like to everyone all the time, but it was a very common thing. People were used to dealing with sending someone off and knowing that they may never come back. They may die on the journey. The ship may get wrecked. They may get sick with something and die. And that's just how life was. And so they send him away with this bittersweet thing in their heart, not knowing if they're ever going to see him again. And then the next thing they find out is that he's actually sick, and like sick, not like I have a cold, but like he's actually in trouble. And so now Epaphroditus is thinking, oh my gosh, they don't know that I'm better now. And Epaphroditus is just worried that they're in anxiety, that they're in worry about him. And Epaphroditus is actually like, Paul, I want to be here with you, but I really want to go back to be with them. And it the way that Paul is explaining this, it almost seems like Epaphroditus has told Paul, look, I'm here for you. I'm going to be here. If you don't want me to go back, I'm not going back. But I would love to go back and just visit with them and tell them, hey, I got better. I'm okay. You know, and here's how Paul's doing. And so Paul is saying, look, I see this in him. And I'm going to send him back to you so he can tell you how I'm doing. And so you can find out that, yeah, he's okay. And I love how Paul says this. You know, he's like, Paul is not, he's not afraid to call a spade a spade. So often, you know, people want to only put positive spins on things. And there's some good to that. There's some good to not being overly negative. But sometimes we can just name things for what they are. And Paul is basically saying, what I'm stuck doing right now is no fun. I hate this. I really don't enjoy being in chains. I have not enjoyed any bit of this. He's positive in that He's upbeat. He knows that the Lord is with him and that good things have been happening. But in the end, being a prisoner is no fun. And there's just no getting around that. And so he's like, look, the Lord spared Epaphroditus, but I'm thankful to the Lord that on top of what I'm already having to go through, I didn't have to deal with the guilt and the weight of Epaphroditus dying to come and see me. I mean, he's honest about that, and he's really honest about how being in prison isn't fun. I think sometimes we can hear missionary stories of people who have been, you know, captured, or you know, people who were in prison for the sake of the gospel and even tortured at times, and think, oh my gosh, you know, they must be these heavenly saints. And you listen to their stories, and they sometimes, like Paul, have stories of how the Lord came through for them, but at no point was it not terrible being in prison, especially in a foreign place. I mean, Paul is not in a place that's familiar to him in prison. There's nothing fun about this, and he doesn't mince those words. Verse 23 or 28. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad and I may have less anxiety. So then welcome him in the Lord with great joy and honor people like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ. He risked his life to make up for the help you yourselves could not give me. Paul is saying, look, you sent him as your emissary. Not all of you could come. And so he says, you know, he risked his life and he really almost did die a martyr. Paul is saying here that, you know, someone who goes on this journey and gets sick along the way, Paul is considering them no less a martyr for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of Jesus, than someone who is actually murdered because of their testimony for Jesus. Remember, my wife and kids read, they read these missionary biographies. We have a huge set of missionary biographies written by a couple of people who were involved with Youth with a Mission. And they've read a bunch of these, and so many of the stories, especially of early missionaries, 1700s, 1800s, when travel was still very difficult, when illness and sickness abounded, there was a particular story of some missionaries that went to what we call Myanmar, now is Burma then, and missionaries that went there in the 1700s and 1800s to go share the gospel with people. And most of them died from illness in Burma, in what we call Myanmar now. Most of them died from illness, not from being beheaded or killed or tortured because of the gospel. They actually just died because it was hard back then. And it was hard at this time in Paul's day. I mean, we have things so much better in so many ways now. Paul is saying those people that have gone and have suffered in that way, they're no less a martyr for the sake of Jesus. They are no less worthy of the rewards of someone who lost their life like Stephen did, like James, like so many others that we read about in Scripture and so many others we know about in church history. So many people have lost their life to the work of the gospel. Paul considers them no less a martyr. He says, Epaphroditus almost was one of those. And I'm sending him back to you because it causes me anxiety like it causes him. Like Paul's basically saying, we're all filled with anxiety. You don't know. I mean, more than likely Epaphroditus is the one carrying this letter. And so he's saying, listen, you've got anxiety. Epaphroditus has anxiety. I have anxiety. I'm gonna fix all that by making sure that he gets back with this letter. And he did get back with this letter because it got copied and circulated and we have it to this day. So we know that Epaphroditus made it back. But he's also saying that you guys get to share in what Epaphroditus did because you couldn't all come. You couldn't all do what he did, but you all share in what he did because you sent him as your emissary on my behalf. How beautiful. And I mean, how gracious and affectionate for Paul to say such a thing. Imagine being in Philippi and hearing this letter read out loud and hearing such sweet words from Paul. Again, I pray that you and I, as people in the body of Christ and our leaders within the body of Christ, pray that we would learn to have this kind of affection for one another. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.